Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel. Just commenting on the joyous tidings, Justin, that a plane which listed Yevgeny Prigozhin on its manifest has crashed in Moscow, well, just north of Moscow, near Tver, Russia. And we're not quite sure yet, but it seems that all aboard died. I think there are only 10 passengers aboard, if I got that right. So Yevgeny Prigozhin, he was the founder and owner of Wagner private military company, Prigozhin was, not is. We're not certain that he's dead, but I think there's a very high chance that he's no longer a going concern and couldn't happen to a nicer bloke. Though I'm calling it assassination. It's really dirt on dirt. You know, if you really want to get Prigozhin, you could go the legal route. You could arrest him, charge him or whatever, prosecute him, give him a fair trial. Of course, a fair trial is a fairy tale in Russia, and give him whatever sentence. Life in Russia declared a moratorium on the death penalty in 1995. They did at least have some pretense of a trial before, even under Stalin, but obviously in Putin they don't. They just assassinate people at home and abroad. Remember, it was October 2006 when the Russian parliament passed a law legally authorizing the Russian intelligence services to kill extremists anywhere in the world, in Russia, in any other country, without any trial, without any charge, without any evidence having to be presented whatsoever, without any suggestion they had to have broken law or be violent at all. If they're deemed extremists, they can be killed. That's it. So unsurprisingly, they apply this in Russia too. Now, obviously, the Russian government hasn't taken responsibility for this. And yes, plane crashes do happen from time to time, especially when you're cut off from spare parts. But I was just reading today that various airlines in Russia, they've been able to purchase $1.2 billion worth of spare parts for Boeing and Airbus planes since the war began, but buying it through intermediaries, buying it in third countries, who then sell, you know, manufactured in the USA, sold to third countries, sold on to Russia. So that's probably not the explanation, probably not a technical fault. Well, they say it was shot down by air defenses. Oh, sorry, we thought you were a Ukrainian plane. No Ukrainian plane has ever gone anywhere near Moscow. Drones, yes. But planes, Ukrainian planes just don't go into Russian airspace. It's too heavily defended. And they're going to be gifted the Western ones and say, just you know, use them in Ukrainian airspace. Don't cross the border there. Well, mistaken identity. Sorry. So you normally have a friend or foe thing. Now, it could be a cock-up, but I think the chance that it's a nasty accident rather than deliberately killing one of Putin's foes is very, very low indeed. It must be on Putin's authorization. So yeah, it was 2 months ago, almost exactly since the Wagner mutiny. And remember where you heard it first? You heard it well, just after that truce was made, said he's not going to live long, actually lived less time than I thought. And even early this evening, I said he's not going to live very long, but I thought he might live, you know, a year or two more. Okay. So thank you for watching my channel. Goodbye. Hello.